are launching into the second hour of the program. You, of course, can bring up anything that you like. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. Freetalklive.com main feature actually allows you to create the content itself on the site. So when you go to freetalklive.com, you scroll down the main page, you'll see different items. Those items were created by listeners just like you. You find something online you want to share with us, you submit it there as show prep, and it can be voted upon. In fact, the number one story there I do want to talk about tonight, which is the Facebook and Yahoo CEOs saying that basically they were threatened to hand over information. Now, that's the top story, and that's voted on by listeners like you. You can go there and do that at freetalklive.com. Now, of course, you know, we take those as suggestions, stuff to talk about. We don't always talk about what's on the front page of the site. Sometimes there's other things in the news. It doesn't all make it to the front page. It all depends on what you take the time to put there. So thank you for everybody that put something there. Of course, the best way to get your thoughts on the air is to call toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Allie.
So just to bring you up to speed, in case you're just tuning in, last hour we shared the statement that Vladimir Putin made to Americans regarding Syria, but it was a bigger conversation, I think, that he was having, discussion where he was talking about just the idea of American exceptionalism and how ridiculous that is, and how outrageous the continued interventionism of the United States federal government is
Putin
around
2016.
The world. Well, he probably would be a little better than Obama, but certainly not on the issue of gay people. You know, you can give Obama a little bit of credit on that one, but Vladimir Putin does not deserve any credit on gay people, because he has been very anti-gay. He is basically sounds like a homophobe. Let me get into this story, which will give you a bit of a different view on Mr. Putin. So I want to make it clear. I wanted to bring this up just to balance out what we said in the last hour, because Putin was dead on accurate in his article about Obama and foreign interventionism. Like Putin pointed out, this is escalation. You should not be escalating things in the world. Violence doesn't solve problems. We need to be peaceful toward one another and diplomatic and treat humans as though they all have the same rights. Well, he may be speaking on an international stage, but when it comes to within Russia, he really should listen to his own words. Here is a piece from Harvey Firestein. And it appears in the New York Times, which is basically a summary of some of the most recent anti-gay laws that have passed in Russia. And we did cover this briefly, I think, earlier this summer, but I want to bring you up to speed on it in case you hadn't heard.
Are you familiar with Russia's system of government? They have a parliament? It sounds right to me.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I bet Wikipedia would know if you want to find out. So, the New York Times, Harvey Firestein, you may recognize that name. I believe he is kind of a movie mogul. Anyway, Russia's President Vladimir Putin has declared war on homosexuals. So far, the world has mostly been silent. On July 3rd, Mr. Putin signed a law banning the adoption of Russian-born children, not only to gay couples, but also to any couple or single parent living in any country where marriage equality exists in any form. Let me make sure that was clear. He's banned the adoption of Russian children to anyone who is not only a gay couple, but also if you come from a country where gay couples are legal.
Wow.
So if you and your boyfriend, Allie, wanted to go and adopt a Russian child because, well, you felt bad for the Russian kids and, you know, kids are in adoption centers everywhere. And
Russian kids are cute.
Yep. So you decide you want a Russian child. Sorry, you're from New Hampshire in the United States, where in New Hampshire it is legal for gay people to be married. So therefore, even though you're not a gay person, you cannot adopt this child.
How do they know Andrew isn't some lesbian?
Well, right. I mean, they're not even taking that into account. They're just looking at the politics of the area from which whence you came. A few days earlier, just 6 months before Russia hosts the 2014 Winter Games, Mr. Putin signed a law allowing police officers to arrest tourists and foreign nationals they suspect of being homosexual, lesbian, or pro-gay, and detain them for up to 14 days. Contrary to what the International Olympic Committee says, the law could mean that any Olympic athlete, trainer, reporter, family member, or fan who is gay or suspected of being gay or just accused of being gay can go to jail. Earlier in June, Putin signed yet another anti-gay bill classifying homosexual propaganda as pornography. The law is broad and vague so that any teacher who tells students that homosexuality is not evil, any parents who tell their child that homosexuality is normal, or anyone who makes pro-gay statements deemed accessible to someone who is underage is now subject to arrest and fines.
For pornography?
For even speaking about homosexuality in some sort of positive manner. So, if I say publicly in Russia, if I go to Russia and I make this statement, I think gay people are equals. I think gay people are good people. I like gay people. This could be considered pornography in Russia under this particular law.
And well, that wasn't even particularly hot. I don't know what would be pornographic about that.
The idea is that the children, we've got to protect the children. So,
well, you know, it's interesting because there are, by the way, some homophobic Americans talk. You think that they would like the policy, at least about gay couples not being able to adopt children, because you'll hear them say, oh, I think that children need a man, and a mother and a father in their life. You can't just have two dads or two moms. That's not good for their development.
Such a ridiculous claim. I mean, the idea that you have to have a man and a woman in a child's life seems pretty silly to me.
I mean, I guess I don't have a problem with someone saying, that's an ideal situation. I think that it's less than ideal to not have a man and a woman. But I don't know how I feel about that, because I was raised by a man and a woman, and I don't know what studies have been done.
I can't tell you that any studies have been done. I don't know, but I also know that studies can be done to find certain results, so I don't know if I would necessarily believe the studies. I think that ideally having two parents is a better thing than one parent.
Right.
Because two parents can earn more money. You know,
just like
more...
having three parents is probably better than having two.
That could very well be true.
Obviously, you can't have more than two biological parents.
Right.
But
now
if you
we're
have...
in a conversation about polyamory.
Well, no, I mean, like, if your grandma is there, your aunt.
Oh, I see.
I mean, yeah, if you're that situation probably be great for the kid, too.
Well, right. I mean, each parent would have to spend not as much time taking care of the child, or they could spend twice as much time taking care of the child, depending on the circumstances of jobs and things like that. The household circumstances would be more comfortable because of two incomes versus one, or one income and the other parent can stay home. I mean, it seems obvious, but why one parent would have to be a male and the other parent would have to be a female, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. So back to the story here from the New York Times with Harvey Firestein. He says, finally, it's rumored that Putin is going to sign an edict that would remove children from their own families if the parents are either gay or lesbian or suspected of being gay or lesbian. The police would have the authority to remove children from adoptive homes as well as from their own biological parents. So why is Mr. Putin so determined to criminalize homosexuality? Well, he's defended his actions by saying the Russian birth rate is diminishing and that Russian families as a whole are in danger of decline.
Oh, it's a collectivist argument, huh?
That may be, but if it's truly his concern, he should be embracing gay and lesbian couples who, in my world, are breeding like proverbial bunnies. These days, I rarely meet a gay couple who aren't raising children.
Well, sure, what is it called when you have a couple decides to impregnate someone outside of a relationship? What do you call that person?
Surrogate.
Mm-hmm. Is that what they're referring to? Surrogates?
That is one thing they're referring to. I think he's also just referring to the fact that gay couples, if they can, are likely to adopt as well.
Okay.
I've seen that too.
But then you're not producing more children. I mean, Putin doesn't apparently care about kids who are in, like, orphanages or anything like that.
I get your point, yeah. Maybe he's not referring to adoption.
They're still proliferating the race by existing. So what we need is more breeding going on.
Well, that's what Mr. Putin certainly seems to think, and that he thinks he can legislate his way to people being less gay.
You know what really proliferates a species is prosperity. Allowing people to make enough money that they can afford to have kids. Lots of people would love to have, like, 8 kids, but who can really afford that?
I can't afford one.
Yeah, I can't either.
855, 450, free, and a lot of the people that have them, I don't think they can afford them either.
No, they can't.
You can take control here of the airwaves, and so there's a rundown for you of a taste of what it's like in Russia. This doesn't give you a feel for what's like on the ground, where there are now gangs hunting down gay people and beating them. More coming up.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporated.
innovation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Антон, у нас ты сила. Кто ты? Ты же не так легонько, чтобы помог говорить.
This is footage you're listening to Russian thugs who are basically attacking a man that they believe to be what they call a pedophile. They're targeting gay men. We'll give you more information about what they're doing here in a moment. 855-453, and they feel empowered to do this because... well, there's all these anti-gay laws that have been passed fairly recently, from what I understand, in Russia. And it's pretty disturbing. We'll continue that discussion here in moments. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You are welcome to add your thoughts into the discussion here tonight. Now, if you're looking at investing, you've got to look carefully at whatever it is that you're considering. And I would recommend you look carefully at Force Field Energy. ForceFieldEnergy.com is their website. That's where you can go to learn about their technology, which includes LED lighting on a kind of an industrial scale, like big, big installs of LED lighting. Plus, when they do their installs, they also offer financing to the companies. That way they can immediately start making a return on their investment, because when you switch from incandescence to LED or even fluorescent to LED, you're going to see savings. And when you're talking about industrial-level installations, you're talking about significant savings in power bills. So to me, I think that Force Field Energy stock is going to go up. That's why I have some of it. You can get some yourself by buying stock symbol FNRG on the OTCQB exchange. But go to their website, learn more about their products. There's a lot more, obviously, than I can tell you right here. ForceFieldEnergy.com. You'll also learn about their organic Rankine cycle conversion products. These guys have some really exciting energy-related products that they're putting out there, and they also know how to run a business too. One of the CEO, David Naton, is a very experienced CEO. He's run companies that have been public previously, like Farmanet, where the stock price of that company went from $9 to $63 under the 3 years that he was there. They grew from $30 million to $400 million in revenue. This is a guy who knows how to handle growth. So do your due diligence and check this opportunity out, ForceFieldEnergy.com, to learn about them. Buy them under stock symbol FNRG on the OTCQB exchange. And if you want to get a discount on the stock, if you want to get it at $4 instead of $5-something, you can get the private placement deal, which is available to you. Now, you do have to have a nice minimum investment in that. And, of course, all investments do involve risk. So go to ForceFieldEnergy.com and click the Contact Us link to learn more. That's ForceFieldEnergy.com, 855-450-FREE. Ian and Allie here tonight. Allie, you've done a little bit of research on the Russian form of government.
You were curious about that, by the way.
So Wikipedia has not cleared it up for you.
Well, it's doing its best. Maybe it's just over my head. But so the government of Russia, Government of Russian Federation is what it's called. They exercise executive power in the Russian Federation. The members of the government are the Prime Minister of Russia, which is the chairman of the government, the deputy prime ministers, and the federal ministers. And they have a constitution, which they're supposedly bound by, just like the U.S. government. It says that...
Yeah, right.
The prime minister is appointed by the president of the Russian Federation, currently Vladimir Putin, and confirmed by the State Duma. But so that it makes it sound like when it doesn't list the president as one of the members, and it says that the president is the one that appoints the prime minister, it makes it sound like the prime minister is the real guy in charge, and Putin is just like the Queen of England or something.
Except there is an election for his office, unlike
right.
the Queen.
Right. I wasn't sure if there were elections, but everyone always points to Putin as he's the president of Russia. He calls all the shots, but it's not clear why this makes it seem like he's not the main guy. Because even in the sidebar, it just says, just minister, and it says, prime minister is the minister responsible, and it says It says the guy's name. I'm not going to try to pronounce it because I can't speak Russian, but or I can't say Russian names. But I don't know who this guy is. Dmitry
Medvedev.
Medvedev.
Dmitry.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ian's much better at that.
Well, we do have a Russian guy in town. He might be able to school you on this.
Yeah, maybe he could explain it to me because I don't get it.
All right, so maybe you know better because we are certainly clueless here. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Anyway, whatever their government system is, it's resulted in some real crappy policies, including some anti-gay legislation that we went over with you just a few moments ago. But what is the result of this anti-gay legislation? Well, according to AmericaBlog.com, which is definitely a very gay-friendly blog, John Aravosis writes, What a seriously effed up country. Russian anti-gay extremists emboldened by, and many suspect in cahoots with, the Putin government's crackdown on gay and trans Russians have reportedly begun kidnapping and beating gay men, especially teenage boys, with ads on gay social networks. When the boys and men show up for what they think is going to be a date, they're held hostage,
abused. Oh my God, that's so terrible.
Have urine poured on them, and then beaten. The Russian group is calling itself Occupy Pedophilia, and the videos they're posting online, ostensibly of young gay men and boys that they've been trapped and then beaten, are chilling. They claim in many of the videos to be catching pedophiles by engaging in online chats on gay-oriented websites and then posing as teenage kids looking for sex with someone over 18. Or they pose as men looking for sex with someone under 18. They then kidnap either the boy or man when he arrives for the date. And then he posts a clip that I was playing some of the audio from where there are at least three kind of skinhead-looking guys abducting this other man on the street. And it's, you know, it's one of those situations where they actually show his profile. In the beginning of the video, they show screenshots of this man's profile on this gay dating website. And, you know, oh, this is proof he's a pedophile or whatever. And then they go out and they actually, you know, meet the guy. While they claim to be anti-pedophile, they clearly are linking gay and pedophile together. And at least one case, they appear to have kicked and poured urine on a 15-year-old who thought he was meeting up with an older man. The boy is clearly not a pedophile.
What does that mean to pour urine on someone in Russia? Is that some kind of, like, huge disgraceful thing? Because here,
it's pretty disgraceful anywhere you go.
Well, no, of course, it's awful, and to do that would be terrible no matter where you are. But, like, it also seems a little bit like, in a way, like, it's erotic for the people doing it. I mean, the idea of, like, what, are they peeing on them? They're collecting urine and pouring? I don't understand.
Well, they gotta get the urine somewhere, so yeah, they must be collecting
it. That seems a little bit like they're getting off on peeing on this guy who's gay.
That, it could very well be. I mean, when you're dealing with psychopaths like this, and you're dealing with these antisocial nutcases, who knows what it is that these people get off on? I mean,
yeah.
Who knows what their kink is and what they're into and how, what this is. I mean, it could just simply be these guys are thugs and they want to hurt people. Or it could be, like you're saying, that it goes a little deeper than that and it's some sort of weird way that they're actually getting out their gay kinks.
Well, the homophobia that I've witnessed myself seems like it's very deep-seated. Now, I don't know if the government is making these laws against gay people, then maybe just someone who wants to bully others and doesn't have this little homoerotic tendency of their own, maybe they don't care. They just use an excuse to bully someone else.
Let's come back with more here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can Skype us as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. More on this anti-gay legislation and the thuggery in Russia.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free. More about the horrifying anti-gay actions that are happening in Russia coming up here in moments. And, of course, you can share your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We've got listening options. You can get tuned into our live streams. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. Listen.freetalklive.com will take you there, where you can get tuned in easily. You can also learn about the over 120 radio stations that air this program throughout the week. And you can get that list over at listen.freetalklive.com. We're also on satellite. You can tune us in on XM Satellite Radio. Plus, we're on Free to Air, which is available across North and Central America for free, thanks to Bitcoin. Go and learn more at listen.freetalklive.com. There's also our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Listen.freetalklive.com gets you informed on how to get tuned in to Free Talk Live. By the way, if you've been tuned into this show for a long time, you know that we've talked off and on about the Silver Circle movie. We've had the producer, the director on, some of the crew, talked about what they've been doing. And it's been a long time in production, but they finally have put out the DVD and the Blu-ray. It is not an easy process to put a movie out. Having done some producing myself, I produced Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, and that was a cinch in comparison to the amount of work they put into the Silver Circle movie, because I produced a documentary. That's easy. You just go shoot in comparison, it's easy. You shoot the footage, you edit it together, you make it into a good presentation. With a fictional film, you've got writing, you've got scripting issues, you've got to shoot, you've got to edit.
They animated the whole thing, and it's really interesting the process they went through, because they have to make the characters look realistic, and so they put like these nodes on real people and had them like act out some of the scenes so that they could get it to be as real as it could look.
They put a lot of effort into this movie, and it is definitely it's certainly something that has been there's been a buzz among the Liberty movement. Anyway, it's available now on DVD and Blu-ray, and you can get it at silvercirclemovie.com/store. That's silvercirclemovie.com/store. Use promo code 1913 and get 15% off during opening week, and that's this week, so that's right now. That promo code is not just good on the DVD and Blu-ray, but also good on shirts and bumper stickers, so you get a discount on your whole order using code 1913, silvercirclemovie.com/store, and they will ship anywhere in the world. Plus, of course, you get the, you know, inevitable, it's a DVD, so it's got bonus material on there that you obviously didn't see if you've seen the movie. So go and check that out at silvercirclemovie.com/store. There's a harrowing video here. This is a different video than what I was playing earlier. Obviously, you can't understand the words unless you're Russian. But in this particular video from the YouTube channel The Gaily Grind, shows a Russian gang. They're called a neo-Nazi gang in this case. And it's a fairly large gang of people. I would say at least 8 to 10 youths, probably in, you know, their late teens, early 20s. They lie in wait for a man who appears to be a businessman by all indicators. He's, you know, got like a briefcase, he's dressed in a suit, and he's like walking to work or walking home from work, one or the other. They lie in wait for him as he is walking to wherever, and then they jump out and they attempt to grab him. He manages to evade their grasp and runs into the street, into a fairly busy street, where a bus comes along and opens its door for him.
Oh,
and
great.
At the doorway to the bus, these thugs, they literally grab him and pull him out of the bus door, and then people from the bus kind of start to come out to try to help him. The thugs then let go, and he is able to safely get on the bus and get away. But, I mean, what a harrowing experience. He's literally being attacked by a group of 8 or 10 people in the middle of day.
I'm glad that that bus came along. It seems like the thugs were not concerned about people seeing what they were doing.
Not at all. Well, some of them had masks on, even. And so, yeah, just right out in the open. And, of course, they're doing this to some extent because they feel empowered by the fact that there are government laws that have now been passed basically against being or speaking any kind of support for gay people. Like,
right.
If you speak that you support gay rights or gay people, because I think all humans have rights, I don't think anybody should have more rights than anybody else. But if you support the idea of gay people having equal rights as everybody else, you're a criminal in Russia now. And if you are gay, then there's a chance that these thugs, these skinhead thugs, are going to come after you and possibly beat you, kidnap you, as they described here at AmericaBlog.com, pour urine on their victims. Sodomize them?
Wow.
According to a human rights group monitoring the situation, the group's usual modus operandi is to lure a child rather than an adult for the abduction and torture. What they're doing is they're trying to creating fake profiles on dating sites, and then they will abduct the person when they try to meet them for a date and torture or beat them or whatever. They then post video and photos of the young men that they claim to have ensnared on their Russian social media network, VK.com. In one such photo post, they show a shirtless teenager holding a dildo and routinely torment their victims with sex toys. Towel Road was one of the first to report on this travesty a few days ago. They cited an Eastern European LGBT rights group, Spectrum Human Alliance, Rights Alliance, which explained the origin of the vigilante kidnapping gangs. Infamous Russian ultra-nationalist and former skinhead Maxim Matskinovich, known under the name Cleaver, spearheaded a countrywide campaign against LGBT teens using a popular social network, VK.com, to lure unsuspecting victims through personal ads. Mr. Martinskevich's numerous and enthusiastic followers started two projects, Occupy Pedophilia and Occupy Gerontija. I'm not sure what that means. Allegedly, they're identifying or trying to identify and report pedophiles using these movements. In reality, over 500 online groups have been created inside the VK.com social network in order to organize illegal militant groups in every Russian city. Oddly enough, their idea of fighting pedophiles targets exclusively male teenagers who often respond to the same-sex personal ads and show up for a date. Captured victims are bullied and often tortured while being recorded on video. They perform these actions under broad daylight, often outside and clearly visible to the general public that indifferently passes by or even commend them for it. Video recordings of bullying and tortures are freely distributed online in order to out LGBT teens to their respective schools, parents, and friends, which, of course, under this legal situation, if somebody's outed as LGBT, that could get you sent to some kind of re-education camp or some creepy government program to try to get the gay out.
You know, this is obviously worse than what homophobia you have going on in the United States, but I have to say that a recent example I can think of that happened here locally in Keene was at Keene State High. There was a student who wore, I think a tie-dye rainbow shirt or something to school, and he was bullied, and I think whatever altercation happened, he ended up in the principal's office, and the principal told him, well, you shouldn't wear a rainbow to school.
Because it's going to provoke. You're provoking.
Yeah, you're being a little bit too open about being gay.
In that case, though, didn't some of the other folks in the school come to his support?
Well, right. It became a great outlet for activism. And
yes.
I think Keene local Renee Kate sort of led that Facebook event. And she's just a really cool girl. She ended up convincing a bunch of people to come to school and break the school policy about
and
dress
wear rainbow.
Code. And bunch of kids apparently wore rainbow to school, and I don't believe they got in any trouble, so they kind of, civil disobedience.
Absolutely. And you're welcome to share your thoughts on this. I just wanted to bring this up because I was giving Putin some credit in the last hour for saying the right thing when it came to international relations, but he's not doing the right thing at all when it comes to relations within the people of his, land.
Right. If I can make Russia. A biblical reference, when Jesus said, do not point out the splinter in your adversary's eye when you have a log in your eye.
Exactly. So this is horrifying, and it's terrible what they're doing over there. And I think that there's boycotts going on, by the way. A lot of folks are boycotting Russia in this case. But, man, it's just hard to even imagine living in a place like that, where at any moment, a gang of thugs could kidnap you.
Even if you're not gay, if you have a gay friend or gay family member.
More coming up. This is
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up what you want toll free here at Free Talk Live. 603-513-2449 is the number. You may also connect with us on Skype. And as you may send a request. That's the way you connect with us on Skype, by the way. Somebody just did. And we click accept. Every time you send a request, you will be accepted. And it'll be easy for you to connect with us on Skype in the future. So use username lrn.fm, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Keenvention. Keenvention.info is where you can go to learn more about our little convention that we're going to throw here in Keene. It's never been done before. It's going to be experimental. If you come up to the Liberty Forum, it will kind of be in the same mode of operation in that it will be a hotel-based convention. But that will be one of the only similarities between it and the Liberty Forum because, unlike the Liberty Forum, the Keenvention, I'm basically the main organizer of it. I didn't want Keenvention to have big-name speakers. I don't want to pay to fly somebody in from who knows where to have this, you know, marquee name, like somebody like Lou Rockwell, for instance, or Stefan Molyneux. Those guys are great, don't get me wrong. But I wanted this convention to focus on activism, to focus on the people that are doing it. Because, you know, those guys are great thinkers and great writers, and what they do technically is activism. But I mean like the boots-on-the-ground activists, the ones that are out there here in New Hampshire who are doing the real work that it's going to take to achieve liberty in our lifetime. I wanted a convention that would focus only on those people. And so that's what I put together, and we'll see how it goes. I think it's turning out. I think it's going to be an intimate convention, meaning we're not going to be anywhere near the amount of people that something like a Liberty Forum has. But hopefully it'll be educational, it'll be a good time, and there are a couple dozen people who are going to be coming into town at least for this, and I'm told that these convention things, the sales tend to increase as you get closer towards the actual event. So how many to actually expect, I really don't know, and I'm actually really surprised with how many people are buying VIP tickets as well.
Well, even if it is intimate, that can be nice, too. Like, yeah. When sometimes even at Porkfest, which is, like, a huge event.
You can't talk to everybody.
Well, like, the day after and some of the days before Porkfest, it'll just be, like, a couple people. And, or not a couple, literally. It'll be an intimate gathering, and it's kind of nice that you can just connect with a couple people at once. You just happen to be there when you are.
Right. So this will be an experiment. It's an experiment, basically. So thanks to everybody who's signed up so far. Keenvention.info. You can go there, learn more about the event, learn about some of the panel discussions we're going to be having. There's still a couple more discussions that I have yet to announce, so those are still coming out. Keenvention.info. You can get registered for the event there. You can also buy with Bitcoin. So if you want to register with Bitcoins, you can do that.
Nice.
And so there's that, and then also one of the other things about Keenvention that is going to be different is usually at a hotel convention, there's like the full ticket where you can buy meals at the hotel. That costs a lot of money. That really brings the price of a ticket up, and I wanted to keep the ticket price affordable. This ticket price is $50 for the whole weekend.
Well, there's tons of great places to eat right next to the hotel.
Exactly. Or maybe not next to the hotel. Maybe you want to venture into downtown Keene and go to a downtown restaurant or something like that. I kind of thought that if you're going to be in Keene, you should check out some of the Keene, local restaurants and see, what the flavor of Keene
flavors
is like.
Of Keene.
Get out and about. Get out of the hotel. Have an excuse to leave the hotel, and maybe we'll I know that the cop blockers are going to be doing some cop blocking on Friday night, so folks that are interested in that can actually get out and do some activism while they're in town. And then also Robin Hooding will
be an
option.
It'd be great if you guys would just discuss, we have this idea for activism. It's like, you want to go try it right now?
Right,
leave the hotel, come back. What did we do well? What do we need to work on?
This is Keene. You can't come to Keene and not do activism, right? So you'll have that opportunity as well. Keenvention.info. Go and get registered there. And the Free State Project, of course, this isn't a Free State Project event, but we will be having Free State Project President Carla Garrick giving a speech the event. And it will be the very first State of the FSP, or I don't know if that's the exact title. I don't know if she would want the word state.
I don't think that sounds very
right.
FSP-like.
It'll be some sort of an FSP update, status update, basically.
Well, Carla is a great public speaker.
She's a killer, so I'm grateful to have her on board. Go to freestateproject.org and get signed up. By the way, apparently the Free State Project has now crossed 74%, so we're almost to 75% of our goal of 20,000 people. Over 14,800 people now have signed up for the Free State Project. So you remember that hubbub a couple weeks ago about somebody getting kicked out for, violent talk?
Oh, I'm leaving!
And that, there was all these people.
I'm not signing up. I was going to sign up. Now I'm not.
Right. There's all these people saying they're not going to sign up. Well, now we've hit a new high on signers at freestateproject.org. Check that out.
It does not surprise me. I think, I think a lot of people were maybe motivated to sign up after the recent decision, so...
I think that's absolutely true, and obviously those people aren't going to make as much noise about coming than the people who are leaving are going to make about leaving.
So quietly sign up at freestateproject.org.
We mentioned our Russian friend a little while ago. He's actually here seeking asylum, and it's a shame that we don't have real immigration freedom in the United States, because right now you've got a situation we've been describing this hour where gay people are being targeted, gay men specifically are being targeted, and young gay men are being targeted for beatings and kidnappings and humiliations by gangs of skinheads.
Terrible.
And the Russian government doesn't care. The Russian government has actually passed laws against being gay in Russia and supporting gay people in Russia. But what do? You can't just, it's not easy to leave these places. Most other places will not accept you. So how do you do that? How do you deal with that situation? Well, it sure would be nice if the U.S. actually had open borders where people who were trying to escape oppressive regimes and horrifyingly scary situations in which they live could come here and make a better life for themselves. I think that sure would be nice. Unfortunately, we don't have that right now.
But been the tradition of the United States is, I forget what it says in the steps of the Statue of Liberty, bring us your...
The tempest tossed, the poor, the huddled masses.
There you go.
Yearning to breathe free. Well, that was a tradition maybe once upon a time, but certainly not in the last 100 years. It's been pretty restrictive.
We don't even like Mexicans.
I like Mexicans personally. I think that the ones that I've known are very hardworking, good people.
I agree. I like Mexicans, I guess, the ones I've met as well.
Yes. When you said we, you mean some people in America?
Well, yeah. I mean that the United States government definitely has not been receptive to, people coming from Mexico. And when they pass these regulations about the kind of hoops they have to jump through in order to become an American, when really it should just be about like, can you make it here? And the idea mm-hmm. that it's supposed to be easy to be able to make it in the land of opportunity, because even if you have to start at, like, the bottom of the ladder, it's there's opportunities to work your way up, and you can go from rags to riches.
There should be.
Was the idea.
Right, was the idea. It's not so much the truth today because of all the regulations that basically that make it impossible or very, very difficult for a poor person to create their own business. You know, in a lot of places, you can't run a business from your own home.
You can get in trouble as a business owner for hiring an illegal worker.
Right, even though that person may want to just, you know, do some work, and they're not necessarily a mooch or anything like that. A lot of people will align an immigrant with somebody who's here for a free ride, and that just, to me, seems like somebody who's never met many immigrants.
Oh, it's so ridiculous. A free ride. That's just absurd, because what it ends up usually being is that when the government passes, like, regulations like minimum wage laws and certain kind of benefits which employers are forced to provide for their employees, it really makes an illegal worker seem kind of, like, it gives them an edge, because if you don't have to pay them the minimum wage, if you don't have to give them these mandated benefits, then it just makes them so much more hireable than your average American citizen.
You know, there was one other thing before we move on here, because hour number three is coming up shortly, and we're going to take your calls about anything you want to discuss. We've actually got some Skype calls rolling in right now, so stand by. We'll get to you. But there's one other aspect to this Russian crackdown by these neo-Nazi thugs on the so-called pedophiles, is that gay people, especially gay men, really have to deal with this mislabeling of themselves. It happens a lot.
As pedophiles?
Right, where it's suggested that, oh, if you're a gay man, you must be a pedophile. And there's no evidence whatsoever for that. Like, none whatsoever. In fact, I've heard there may be even be the contrary might be true, that, you know, gay men are less likely than the average population to be pedophilic. And so it's ridiculous. So not only is it ridiculous to suggest that gay people are more likely to be pedophiles, there's no evidence for it at all, but also, you know, they're going after guys who are meeting or trying to meet with what they consider to be teenagers, 15, 16, 17 years old. That doesn't even meet the definition of pedophile.
No, it doesn't.
Pedophile is, by definition, somebody who's attracted to a child, someone who's attracted to someone who is in no way, shape, or form sexually developed or interested in sexuality or anything like that.
This is would be like if Chris Hansen was running a special When to Catch a Predator and some 16-year-old shows up to meet a 13-year-old. Big whoop.
Well, even if it's a 25-year-old trying to meet a 16-year-old, it's still not pedophilia. Not by definition. It's just not. If it was a 25-year-old trying to meet a 6-year-old,
what is the definition?
That would be pedophilia. Someone who's attracted to a child. Okay. That is a pedophile. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line, hour 3 next. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.